Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Sam Chambers, administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service. Well, Sam, in the second segment, let's talk about F&S. Let's spend some time talking about your experience. What was it like when you arrived, and what changes have you made?
Well, this is a rather mature organization that has, if you will, a staff of exceptionally competent and well-educated and well-trained professionals. It is a relatively small organization, if you will, in terms of the numbers of employees that are within the entire Department of Agriculture, but it is one that is very rich in terms of its experience base and the longevity of the employees that work in that organization. We found an organization that was unfortunately rooted in its culture, was somewhat resistant to change. It has as a part of its cultural orientation, if you will, some resistance to outsiders, people who come in from the outside, particularly people who are appointed as a part of a political appointment process. And so I found an organization that was not tempted by my experience and by my holy words of encouragement that we could do better as an organization. And so we had a very rocky start, if you will, in terms of some of the things that we wanted to do and some of the things we felt we needed to do. We knew we needed to address the culture of the organization and help them to understand that the organization had before it a number of challenges that could only be overcome if it's management and leadership structure and its management and leadership style was more flexible and more open to change. So one of the first things we did was to introduce a total quality management process. Heretofore, they had been working with a consultant for about a year and a half without substantive results, and the undersecretary who appointed me was very frustrated, and she wanted one of the early, if you will, requirements that she placed on me was, I want a total quality management culture established right now. Well, we began to work immediately upon arrival, and by February the 1st of 1999, we implemented that new cultural change process, and that has led to significant redevelopment, if you will, of the culture of the organization. Our staff have now been empowered at the most elemental level, the individual employee level, to be creative. We have a number of reinvention efforts that have already been begun. Some have, in fact, been completed. We have revolutionized the entire training process, rebuilt that. We have totally redone the strategic plan, made it simpler, streamlined it, made it, if you will, integrated in terms of its focus and its core mission. We have now developed the first ever integrated planning process so that all of our planning in the agency, regardless of where that planning emanates from, will have to, if you will, fold in with our strategic plan and the major goals and objectives that we've established with that plan. We are about to announce the institutionalization of a planning structure so that there will be an individual in my office who reports directly to me who will be responsible for keeping us focused with regard to our plan and updating our strategic objectives. We have also created the first ever leadership institute and the first 21 of our potential new senior leaders is going through an intensive 15-month program, which is designed to create the next, if you will, bevy of senior leaders for this organization. We commissioned the first ever succession plan, recognizing that this was a rather mature organization. We wanted to know what would be the short and long-term implications of, if you will, retirements, normal attrition in our organization, only to discover as a result of that, that over the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to lose 40% of our middle to senior management. The organization had no plan for addressing that. The organization had no awareness of its vulnerability. But once that information was available, then we immediately went into a planning mode. And so this Leadership Institute will produce some of that cadre. We're about to institutionalize a new program whereby we're going to improve our, if you will, recruitment strategies. We're going to introduce a brand new strategy for recruiting beyond what I refer to as the shores of Gichigumi. We're going to go to the non-traditional sources for future employees so that we have a bevy of employees available who've been pre-screened, pre-certified and pre-interviewed in terms of their interest in coming into the federal government. And these employees, along with those that we are developing in-house, then will provide us with a richer, if you will, mix of employees who have significant leadership skills, have strong commitment, strong educational background, strong experience bases, and who come in ready to take names and get the job done.
I've read about your Leadership Plan 2000 and beyond, and I was curious. It was, as I understand, it was adopted to help institute bring about quality and implement the strategic plans. What were the driving forces behind the development of this plan?
Actually, three things. One, the assignment that was given to me by my undersecretary, who gave me very explicit instructions. She did not tell me what it should look like. She simply told me that she wanted it. Secondly, I've had experience in my previous life of having developed a total quality management process. I've done a lot of study. I've trained organizations and people around the entire United States. I still do that as a part of this assignment. And I've done strategic plans in the past for the organization I came from. And so we had a process that I developed a number of years ago known as the 5 P's of quality management, which is based on, as I said, now my 32 years of professional experience in what works and what doesn't work. Looking at the if you will, philosophies of Duran and Deming and Ishikawa and all of the great thinkers in this area. But practicing and developing processes that really over time have proven to be meritorious in my review. So that was the second thing. The third thing was just the imperative, recognizing that this was an organization that has been under siege. It has been experienced at least 5 years of continuously declining resources, but at least 5 years of escalating expectations and requirements for products. So that argued for efficiencies, that argued for rebuilding, that argued for a reorientation of the culture and mindset of the leadership. It argued for, if you will, a constancy of focus on purpose and mission and objectives. And so we use, if you will, Leadership 2000 and beyond, which is basically an eclectic approach to quality management processes that's developed based on a set of principles that I've practiced myself and developed into this cohesive concept of the 5 P's of quality management, which has worked over time for me and has worked in the organization that I came from. And miraculously is working in this agency today.
Well, great, and it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.